This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Let me do for Phil what Jerry did for you and Gio yesterday. A little compare and contrast, because you were just asking him about Tua and what he said about Tyreek Hill last segment.
Yes.
Whole thing.
Yeah. Yes.
So Jerry was listening to Mike McDaniel speak and couldn't help but think about how much coach speak has changed over the years.
Oh, my gosh.
Since this man was controlling the sidelines. Maybe a little PTSD for Phil, but to hear some of this first, and then we'll play McDaniel.
Oh, what's the matter, Big Easy? Is camp getting hard for you? If you get your feelings hurt, that's too bad.
You want to run tonight, son, or you want to act like a f***ing rabbit? You want to run or you want to duck down? If you want to duck, just go over there and get under the bench and stay there.
Little Honey Bunch got a little bursitis on her knee back here. Tell him to throw up on his own time. You got to tell him we got a game today. Throw up after the game.
All right. So
that's a great Bill Parcells right there.
Wait. Can I interrupt?
Of course. That's what I'm here
for. So we had somebody in Dallas. It was like 102 degrees and this and that. And Ronnie Barnes, the trainer, goes over, so-and-so has to go to the bathroom. And he goes, coach goes, what? Well, tell him he's got to do it in his pants. He's not leaving the game. And he goes, no, he's really got to go. He's got to do what? I can't even finish the rest of it. But it was...
Those situations happen, yes.
I was standing right next to it, and Parcells, he's got to do... Tell him he's got to go in his pants. Get people around him, do it in the trash can.
We did that. We held up towels around the guy.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
And then we dropped the towels. He's got to do Philadelphia during a preseason game, by the way.
No, coach, he's got to do number two. He's got to do two. Oh, my gosh.
All right, so that was Parcells.
Yep.
And then we got McDaniel here in 2025. Oh. He's talking about Darren Waller coming out of retirement to join the Dolphins. It's, you know, two birds from a feather, Parcells and McDaniel here.
Player that is hungry, that is healthy in mind, body, and spirit, and wants to do something for... reasons that you know are appropriate based on he has had time to reflect. I mean, I couldn't be happier to have a guy that just walks in the day or walks in the door as a daily inspiration.
Oh, boy.
Well, I tell you what, I'm fired up.
They're going to suck. I don't know. I have no idea. I like Mike McDaniels. I like the different way of doing things.
Yeah, I do too.
And I do like the way their offense is run when Tua's on and Tyreek's happy and everybody's doing their thing. It's a fun team to watch. But, man, I got to believe he's on borrowed time if they don't win this year.
Yeah, it's a lot. Offensive line, it's average maybe. The defense, people leaving. Anthony Campanile, New Jersey guy, is the coordinator there, right?
Yes.
So that's pretty exciting. You know, I hope it goes well for him because he's a terrific football coach. Mm. So,
I mean, I don't think he is the coordinator.
Oh, he's not there.
You got your little cheat sheet here.
I do. So, you know, for the Dolphins, obviously Mike McDaniel is Yeah, Frank Smith and Anthony Weaver down there.
Oh, they're the D coordinators?
Yeah, well, Anthony Weaver's the D coordinator.
Where in the hell did Anthony go?
Jaguars.
Oh, the Jags. Okay, I was
coordinator
close.
For the Jaguars.
Thank
right,
you.
So
you're
he's very with well. Liam Cohen, Grant Udinski, and of course Campanelli is the defense coordinator there.
I'm glad he's there in Jacksonville. I'd rather be the defensive coordinator in Jacksonville than I would in Miami. Mm. So
he had the right state.
So. Yeah, I was close.
Okay. Yeah. So you tell the Parcells story about having to go to the bathroom. Slightly related. Now you weren't here last Friday. We played this, but I'm sure you saw it at the Open Championship. The BBC broadcast, Scottie Scheffler was hitting his approach shot, and there was a certain sound
yes.
that was audible on the broadcast. Just to refresh your memory, and then there's an update and a part two here.
What are you laughing about? There's so much to say about that shot. It's so off the clock face.
Who was hitting the ball?
Scottie Scheffler. Just a little bit of wind from behind.
A little bit of wind.
Just helped to ease down the green.
Oh,
sorry. We all hear it. You hear their reaction. So yeah. Initially, I thought it was one of them in the booth. Then there was talk that maybe it was a fan in the gallery picked up on a hot mic.
No.
Pardon my take, guys. Had Scheffler, the champion, as a guest this week, and they got to the bottom of it.
I have a very important question for you. At the Open, I'm trying to remember what hole it was. I think it was the 17th. Did you fart?
Oh. Yeah, that was me.
Was it?
Actually?
Oh, yeah, that was me.
There you go.
Comes clean. What you got to do is you got to own it.
That's right.
100%. Oh, my gosh.
Kind of like that time you did it with Jim Nantz.
That's just not true.
Yeah, and then got to remember the win. We've talked about that. And I think it's warmed up, though, Jim, just to talk about the atmosphere of the game. What do you think? Are you warmer now than you were earlier in the game? Or are you just numb?
I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm worried about you.
I don't know where that
what
came
happened
from.
What there, Phil?
Oh. I don't remember it.
At least Scottie Scheffler owned it, man.
Yeah, really? He did.
Well, I know Boomer would own it. He'd be proud of it.
Oh, yeah. Gio talks about it all the time in here.
Just got to own it. Just 100%. Let it.
By the way,
farting is good for you.
I understand. I just don't remember, I don't know. That's all right. I don't care.
That's okay. That's good.
You guys play it all the time, I guess.
What I loved about that is that you guys sounded like you really liked each other and you enjoyed being with each other.
Yeah, that was a good moment.
It was fun.
All right. I know we're getting close to up against. Before I get to the moment of that, I got one more thing for you.
Yep.
Funny audio. This is actually from Gio's former station in Pittsburgh, 93.7 The Fan.
Wow.
A lot of diehard fans out there in Pittsburgh. The Pirates stink. Imagine being a Pirates fan.
Oh, boy.
So this guy calls
Paul
up.
Paul Skeens.
Yeah, well, this guy calls up. He's fed up, and he calls to vent.
Bob, you there?
I am really mad. You know why?
Why?
You know, I caught my best friend with my wife years ago, and I thought that was the end of the world. But you know what? You can always get a woman, but you can't change your love for your hometown Pirates, and I can't take it anymore. I'm done with them.
Wow.
Did you get remarried, Bob?
No.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Bob. That's wow. The end of it.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, that's a yinzer right there.
Oh, man. Yeah,
man.
The accent and everything. Yes. 100%. Baseball-wise, tonight, Yankees and Phillies from the stadium. They'll begin a series. Will Warren, Taiwan Walker, 6:25. Pre-game coverage here on The Fan. Mets and Giants tonight, late night out in San Francisco. It's a 10:15 start on Odyssey Mets Radio. Clay Holmes opposed by Logan Webb.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
With that, we get to moment of the day, and Phil, as he joins us today, guest hosting with you, Boomer, he got the Anthony from Belleville baptism earlier this morning.
Quickly, let's go to Anthony in Belleville. Anthony, what's happening, you meathead?
Boomer Esiason and the great Phil Sims. Oh, yeah,
baby. What's happening?
Oh, my gosh. Phil, it's great to talk to you, but could you please, like, raise your hand so I know who's speaking?
Wow. Okay, Anthony, thank you.
What's he mean? Who's speaking? He thinks we sound alike?
He thinks we look alike. Oh. He wants to know who's talking.
Oh, I see.
You know what I'm saying? So that's okay. His little joke.
Yeah, it was funny. I laughed my ass off.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. But that's one of our longtime listeners and callers.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yes.
All right, well, good
for him. He's a nice guy. He's a little pudgy. You'd like him. He's thick. Right now, how thick is he?
Yeah, he's thick. He's like got quarterback thighs and butt. Like,
yeah, but he's short.
Yeah,
short,
he's about 5'3".
He's like Alejandro Kirk from the Toronto Blue Jays. Yeah, that's what he looks like. Well, he doesn't look as athletic as him. Alejandro Kirk.
I had to love that at the end. The way you pronounce that. Alejandro Kirk.
Yeah, I don't know why we do that. Like, every time we go to pronounce like a Spanish name, we try to use a Spanish
inflection, or
it's kind of like Eddie, like the chameleon.
That's right.
Yeah, he's a chameleon
with the accents.
Right. If you put Eddie on a like anywhere with somebody who has an accent,
he can do it.
He
repeat it.
No, but he doesn't do it like he does it without
subconsciously.
I subconsciously speak like that person.
Can you do a little country?
No, I'd have to be.
Immersed.
Well, really what happened, they all went on a boat, and there was this Spanish guy that was, you know, taking them on a tour down in Miami, and the guy had obviously an accent, and Eddie starts talking like the guy to the guy.
Oh, I love it.
And everybody with Eddie is like just mortified and cringing that maybe this guy thinks that Eddie's making fun of him.
Oh.
I don't even know I'm doing it.
Yeah, he has no idea. So he's an accent chameleon.
I'd like to hear you. Like, when I go back home to Kentucky, people go, you know, you talk like you're from the north now. And then, of course, up here, everybody goes, many people, almost every day, where'd you grow up? You know, they still hear the southern accent.
I hear it.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. 100%.
Yeah. It's not like a drawl, really, but there's something about your speech pattern that is not from here.
Yeah, I saw one of the first games I played the NFL on the NFL Network. We were playing the Rams out in Los Angeles. And there's only like 20,000 people in 1979 because the Rams end up going to Super Bowl, but they weren't a big thing. And I'm listening, and the audio is so clear. You hear me going, Green 99. I mean, I was like, listen to me. And my grandson was there. He happened to be watching. He's going, Poppy, man, you talk funny. You know,
You're taking your old films out and showing your grandson?
No, it was on NFL Network.
Oh, it was?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Green 99!
And I think I said Green 99 every play of the game.
Did you really?
Yeah. I couldn't think about changing the number.
I was a Blue 80 guy.
Blue 80, yeah. Yeah, that's...
Well. Blue 80.
What is it? Like, what is that?
It's just a sequence, and sometimes, in some offenses, you could use a different color, which would mean that you would be changing the play.
Yeah. Okay, but if you're using the same one for the every play.
It's just for the sequence.
Okay, all right.
And every team's a little bit different.
The defense doesn't catch on. I know what you're leading, right?
Is that
what
you want to
know? I'm just curious, like if you're saying the same thing on every play, what's the point of saying a color and a number instead of just...
Because you want to change it, it's a different color and number.
So it's a cadence for a reason.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's to kind of get everybody on the same page.
Sure.
And, you know, you could say blue 80, hut! That could be on
like
one.
Certain quarterbacks have the same one most of the time.
Yeah,
like Aaron Rodgers, I feel like... It's been saying the same thing no matter what team he goes. He's on his, third team now?
Yeah, he'll be using the same cadence, yes.
Right.
You don't want to change the cadence.
On this
episode of a quarterback that I was watching. I think it was, I forget which guy it was, but he kept going, kill, kill, and he was tapping on his helmet.
That yes. Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins, yeah.
That one I know.
But then doesn't that give the defense to go, oh, we're in the wrong formation because this guy's killing the play.
Yeah, but they don't know what play they're going
to. They should know what play they're going to, and hopefully you're not tipping the defense off as to what play you're trying to get to.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, there's a lot of communication that people don't realize actually means something. Some of it doesn't mean much, but it's to create a cadence so that everybody is on the offense is on the same page. You know, a defensive player can make a mistake and make a great play. An offensive player makes a mistake, somebody's getting killed.
Mm, that's a problem.
Yeah, but I always love, if like I played Reggie White twice a year, and I would try to lull him to sleep, or... In other words, when I needed
milk and cookies, what were you
doing? Well, no, like when I need, yeah, I know the way I said that. But when I wanted to draw him off sides, and it was part of my thought process. But with Reggie, I was like, no, I can't. I got to do it early because I want him to think about it after that. And he, it was hard to get him to jump off sides. But some guys like Mark Gastineau, even Howie Long.
Who was the easiest guy for you to get off sides?
Maybe Howie Long.
You know why? Because he was looking at our legs. He was going. He was looking through the guard,
right,
and looking at our legs. And this is what he has told me.
Hmm.
And so when I kind of found that out, I was able to like twitch my leg and he would jump offside.
Wow.
And then he'd pull his pants up even higher. Yeah. But actually, the easiest guy for me to get offside, and you're going to love this one, because I know that you probably got him offsides a bunch of times too. Freddie Smirlis.
Oh, 100%.
Yes. Okay, there you go.
We had a scrimmage against him one year. And on the first play, I told everybody I'm going to draw him off sides, and I do it. And he goes, the first play? You know, he got all it. And I was like, yeah, you know, I'm going to set the tone here so you can't get to me as I throw it. But, yeah, I did it the very first play of the scrimmage.
Yeah, that guy would jump off sides 3-4 times a game. Mm-hmm. And the offensive line coach would tell me, Jimmy McNally, the great Jimmy McNally, would tell me, if you don't get him off sides 3 or 4 times this game, you're not doing your job.
Yeah.
And, boom, it would happen all the time.
Scouting report on that
guy. Exactly. Yeah. All right, Al, you got something?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.